It is that time when we wrap up Crunch Time on a Friday, when we offer up, in this case, a trio of nominees, although within each category, maybe multiple characters. But in order to induct someone into the Crunch Time Tool Shed, we have to first call on our landlord and open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
All right, and I promise, I know I've been harping on these people for a week now, and more so the last 2 days, because they have taken wrong to new heights. So this is special, but to all of you, Chip Kelly is a done deal, Clueless Patrol. Not only that, but those who actually, I guess the radio version of getting in our face about it, you know, call, text, tweet, email, and be pissed off at me because I'm not a gullible knucklehead. For the billionth time, you know I have my hand shaped in a big zero. Nothing. Your so-called insider friend somehow knows less. You are not finding out key private information over people who actually work in the field of reporting or journalism. What part of secrecy do you not understand? You honestly think someone with a real job at the athletic department, that salary, those benefits, PERS, to get to do that for a living, they're going to risk that for your self-important rear end? Get over yourselves, folks. It's okay. The more you try to build yourself up, the more we think you're lying. Next, another kind of collective, if you will, for Lane Kiffin and those who think he's head coaching material. In a word, why? I'm going to need evidence. Every time he's been handed the reins to a program or franchise, it's blown up in the face of the school or organization. He's not a leader. Remember, he's a child of privilege with the talent. No question about it. Think of his success. Quarterback coach USC, the first great college dynasty of this century. And now as offensive coordinator at Alabama, the other great dynasty of this century. Dude keeps falling up. Basically, he should be locked in a room with X's and O's and film, drawing up plays on a napkin, running your guys through it in practice, then having it cleared by true giants of the business like Pete Carroll or Nick Saban. Does his not landing a gig like Houston speak volumes? Forget this guy. He's a career coordinator. Next! All right, I'm going to also, today's been all about a collaborative effort, not one person, but groups of people. I'm going to call out the anti-playoff selection committee people. I don't get it. It's not like there's a guidebook that's been given out each of the 3 years we've determined who plays for the Natty via this college playoff system, and I don't want to hear about divisions or conference championships or what ESPN has to say. Like Herm Edwards once preached, you play to win the game, and certainly who you play matters, which is why Western Michigan is not even remotely involved in the conversation. But if you play in a Power 5 league, you're proving yourself week in, week out. And non-conference schedule, it's fleeting. Think about it. If you saw a team who had a non-con in August and it had Notre Dame or Michigan State or Texas or Oregon on it, you'd be like, that's pretty ambitious. So it's cyclical. It's not year by year a reason for a condemnation. So the teams with the four best records are in. There's no tiebreaker, unless it's a tie. So, end of story. They nailed it. All right. Yeah, I'm going with the Chip Kelly people. You, because it's local, and your arrogance, and your insistence, and your anger over something we were right about. Well, I should say mainly I was right about, and you were wrong about. That's what really has made this a special week for me. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, yep. Right away. That was silly and unprofessional.
I did. I used the clapper to shut the lights on the Crunch Time Tool Shed. That's awesome.